Hello, this is Randy.
Hey, Randy, is Rhonda there?
They're actually, looks like they're in a little meeting right now. Can I take a number or have you call back shortly?
Sure, or maybe you can help me out. Are you Rhonda's son?
Nope.
No, okay. All right, never mind then.
I just work here.
Okay, okay.
But, yeah, they're all three in a little meeting right now.
Ah, I see. Okay. Okay, can you write down my name and number, or can you actually just page over? I'm actually working on something with them, like, right now.
Oh, you are working on something with them now?
Yeah, so they might be having the meeting about something that we're working on right now.
Okay, and your name?
It's Jia, J-I-A.
Jia, and you're from?
Bank of Cardiff.
All right. Jia. Jia, did I say that right?
Yeah, Jia.
Hello?
Hey, Rhonda, how are you?
Good.
Hey, sorry to bother you during your meeting. I was looking at your application, and I noticed that you actually take a lot of payments through credit cards. To help your file, do you have the most the 4 months of most recent merchant statements?
The 4 months of merchant statements?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, what? The four that I sent you?
No, the 4 months of most recent merchant statements.
Yeah, I have all the way to, so for you need 4 months of most recent merchant statements,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we can email that to you, too?
Yeah, that'll help your file.
And are you working on something right now?
I'm actually just looking at your file and trying to compile everything. And it's just about to send it over. So I saw that, you know, you do a lot of business with, you know, taking through credit cards. So
right.
I just want to make sure to get that from you before I send it over.
So you'll need December, January.
Mm-hmm. February, and November. So November,
oh.
December, January, February.
Okay. Oh, and you need every single page.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. I got November here too. Okay.
Cool.
I will do that.
Perfect. And then just one last question.
Uh-huh.
On your tax return, it says that you have $436K in top line revenue. But I'm just looking at your bank statements. It looks like you have your gross annual sales is actually much higher than that.
Okay.
Okay.
That's.
Just wanted to see if there's anything at all.
Oh, it might be from another bank, because we have another bank too. SunState.
Oh, you do?
Yep. You need those?
Okay. Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. Yep, we have SunState too.
No.
Okay.
We just
cool.
keep most of it in First Federal, but she sees that the difference.
No.
Our revenue was different than what our tax return said or something. I don't know.
Or what?
Our revenue.
Our revenue is different than our taxes.
Right, than what the tax said. Tax said 436, but it was actually more. I don't know.
Yes.
So.
That's because of all the additional businesses.
All the additional businesses. Okay. Of what?
All the body shop.
Oh, we got the body shop and all that going on.
I have a body shop.
Oh, I see. Okay. Is it separate? You have separate tax returns for those?
Correct.
Oh, I see. Okay. Do you think you can send over the tax return for the body shop?
Okay. Hold on one second.
Okay.
No.
Right. So then how do you reconcile this? Here you go. I'll let you talk to my husband.
Okay.
Hey,
good morning.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Jia. Jia.
Okay, Jia. Okay. The revenue that comes in is different than what the taxes are because one is the body shop. Now, the body shop, basically, I rent that building out.
Okay.
But at the same time, they have their own business entity, their own taxes. But
okay.
I still am involved in that through rental, and I'm still involved with that with different sales and things from that. So some of it comes a little bit comes from that. Some of the other revenue that came in was from some of these advances. They threw the skew off of our numbers when they came in.
Ah, I see, I see.
When,
okay.
when you get an advance, it goes into your bank, but you can't really claim that as an income. That's a debt.
Right, exactly.
That
okay.
That throws that off as a skew, too. So we got a couple things that are happening from that skew. And the other thing is, that also on this property, we also have a home that we rent out.
Okay.
Basically, he's like a security guard kind of guy. And so I have some additional income that comes from him as well.
I see. Okay. And you just put it, you just deposit it all into the first rental.
Yeah, we put it all into there. And then the other bank account that we have is with another bank. It's not that much that comes in there, but I have to have that because I have a federal contract with the U.S. Government Forestry Department.
Okay.
And they require fancy special credit card machines for their special cards and
of course.
All that. So I had to sign up with a special bank and, well, actually a credit union and some special credit card machine I have to have that's separate so I can take government's money because the normal credit card machines don't work.
Right, exactly, for the security and everything.
Yeah, and I understand. It's government money, so you
right. Yeah, exactly.
To do what they want, and you have to give them the percentage back that they request and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then for the second bank statement, is that for Affordable Auto Repair or a separate company that you have?
The other one? It's under Affordable Auto Repair as well.
Okay. Okay. So if that's the case, I would... if I could get the 6 months of that bank account too, it only helps your file because it shows you have more revenue coming in.
Okay.
And then the body shop side of the revenue that's getting deposited into First Federal, is that part of First Affordable Auto Repair as well?
Yeah, that's already in that First Federal stuff, yes.
Okay. And you said you have a second tax return for that, the body shop itself.
It's actually done different, though. It's through a different. It's a different company altogether.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay. Alrighty then.
In other words, I have one of my employees that was doing it, and we decided he wanted to open his own business, so I let him open his own entity there, and he leases from me, but he does work with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of the work that I want to get done, he does for me, and I pay him. It's treated like a subcontract situation.
I see, I see. Okay, okay, sounds good. Okay, so I'll, for the time being, if you guys could just compile the second bank statement, 6 months, and then the 4 months of merchant statement, and then I'm going to talk to the underwriters when they get in to see what we can do about the, because the thing is, her personal tax return, the S-Corp, is showing only 436. I might just not even use her tax return, just tell them to just base it off of your bank statement itself only, because your bank statement showing you guys are making, like, because every month you're ranging between 100 to, like, 200,000 in, you know, incoming revenue. So that's showing you almost, like, a 2 million or a million something you know, in gross annual sales. So that helps your file much more than just basing off of the tax return itself. So that's why I just want to make sure I want to get you the highest approval. And that's why I was seeing a discrepancy between the two. So I just wanted to clarify for that.
Yeah, that's it. And then the thing is we, I don't know if she explained this neither, and I'll explain it in a nutshell as fast as I can.
Okay.
The early last year for 5 years, we were in a smaller business, a smaller location.
Okay.
And we moved a half mile down the road from where we were to a larger location.
Okay.
Before, we didn't have no body shop stuff, we didn't have no restoration stuff, and we had no sales lot. So about mid-year, if you look at the grain segments, you'll see them starting to grow and grow and grow and grow because we've added all these things into this. This is a growing business, and we're kind of at that hump where we've made all the investment into quicken all this stuff, and now we just got to make sure that we were longevity, and that's what we're seeking to do this situation to sustain this longevity. And actually, my track for this year is close to 3, not 2.
Oh wow, that's really good.
So.
That's good. For the past, I know you guys have like about, I think 3 or 4 other working capital loans out right now. Do you remember how they, because I see that you have a really, you know, like a high approval for On Deck, which is one of the better companies out there. Do you know which one they, which bank statements that they based it off of?
First Federal. Must all of them use it on First Federal. There's only one company that ever asked for the other one.
Because
the other one, see, the other one works is the government has money from October, or they get most of their vehicles serviced and repaired and stuff from the month of October through the month of January,
which is
good seasonal work for us to fill in for when people are saving money for all the Christmas toys for the cars and they let them go. So it offsets us.
Right, I see. That's
but most, they've always used that First Federal, but there is one company that does use the other. So we can send that, and you will see that revenue generates in and out, but we don't keep much in that bank.
Okay, it's probably just, you know, showing incoming, maybe 20,000.
Yeah, it's showing incoming, and a lot of times when it grows too large, we'll just write a check out of it and put it into our First Federal.
I see. Okay. I'll just take it. It'll probably help your file of a little bit more since you guys have a couple of working capital out. The more information we have, the better it's going to be.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll make sure then sometime this morning that gets done. I have a meeting I have to leave to in just a few minutes, but I will be back at about probably about 11:30. So if I don't get it to you before I leave, I will make sure when I get back at 11:30, I get it sent right to you.
Okay. Perfect. Sounds good. So just the second bank statement, 6 months, and then 4 months of the merchant statement.
Yep. She's got those, and she's getting ready to send those.
Okay. All right. Perfect. What was your name again?
My name is Sherman.
Sherman. Okay. Good talking to you.
Likewise. Thank you very much. Here's Rhonda.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Rhonda.
Hi. If you could call, like, my cell phone or his cell phone, that would be better, because sometimes the front, they don't give us the call or something,
Okay.
So if you could use our cell phones, you have, I think I gave them to you.
Yeah, you did. I just pressed the first one that pops up on my screen.
Yep, that's okay.
Yeah.
All right, and right now, we're sending the merchant statement, so, and like he told you about the bank.
The second one. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. We'll get those to you or whatever.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
All right. Have a good morning.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.